Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and here we are a couple of days later, back with Tech Talk. If you're having a problem with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program. Doug Swinhart is on board, as always, and here is a number on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text line, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. That is good for a call or a text. If you call, you'll visit with producer Jonathan Lowe. He'll put you through. Or if you send a text, it'll come right here into the studio and we'll get you on the air. Doug, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving day.
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful. It was kind of quiet, small group, but we sure did eat good. That's one thing. Thanksgiving usually gives us some really good food, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And we traveled to visit my wife's family in South Dakota, and I can't remember better weather. The trip down on Wednesday afternoon, spectacular weather. And then the trip back on Friday afternoon, spectacular weather again. We were only down there Wednesday through Friday. But good to visit everyone on my wife's side of the family, and all is well. Watched plenty of football. I think for some, way too much football, but it was enjoyable, and the Vikings finished it off with a victory in the nightcap on Thanksgiving Day. All right, let's get at it. Computers, certainly. This is a busy shopping day, and Doug, if you're in the market for a new computer, wow, there are deals out there.
Oh,
Apple equipment, there are unbelievable deals on that as well.
Oh, indeed. And you know, I had somebody that called me last week and was looking for a monitor, and I said, well, let's hold off till the weekend. And I couldn't believe it. Amazon was actually offering Cyber Monday prices last night, and I found her a 28-inch Scepter, $100.
Wow.
1920 by 1080, good quick refresh rate, non-glare screen. You could put it on a Visa monitor mount. It just had everything for $100. Unbelievable. That same monitor 2 years ago would have been close to $500.
That is not all
gloom and doom.
Yeah, I've been getting emails, bombarded with emails right now. But we have bought Apple refurbs over the years.
Good luck with refurbs.
Yeah, and we've certainly stayed on their email list, and that's fine. Right now, iPads, MacBook Airs, MacBook Pros. I saw one for a MacBook Pro under $1,000.
Oh, that's unheard of.
Yeah,
that's
just absolutely incredible.
Now, you know, they don't really push the refurbs at Apple very much. That's interesting that you're on this list. And their refurbs, does that come with a full warranty as well?
Absolutely. Apple care the whole deal. It's hard to beat.
Yeah, that's people are always, well, do I get a decent piece of equipment if I get a refurb? All I can say is from my experience, I've had exceptional luck. And I think that these manufacturers, once they get a computer into repair, because they don't have much markup, you know, the competition in the hardware industry is just fierce. So if they get a computer back in that needs to be repaired, or a piece of equipment, whatever it is, and they repair it, they do not want to see that thing back in their shop ever again. I actually wonder if you're not getting better equipment. I don't know.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, how do you beat a full warranty? Well, the discount up front, but a full warranty and Apple Care and all that other. But the point being is, whether you're in the market for a Mac or a PC, all the manufacturers right now, and I've got to wonder that there is so much pent up demand out there for this equipment, but there is stock that they've been waiting to clear stock, that people have been kind of wait and see. Well, now you got fuel prices coming down. Maybe things in the marketplace are starting to stabilize because
no question. And I think too that a lot of people were really kind of gun shy because of the video card chip prices. Well, they dropped like a rock last month. Yeah. Thank goodness. And of course, there's some controversy with NVIDIA's, yes. But the rest of the industry is just going great guns. The prices of cases have dropped. You know, my top quality case used to cost $400. Get it for $140, $150 today. And that's not even counting the cyber sales or the Black Friday sales. And we'll see some more sales coming up through Christmas and after Christmas as well. But I think you're right. I think they've got mountains of inventory that needs to be moved. And that's good for the consumer.
Yeah, for sure. And then you brought up chips. We have been hearing for a long time now that it's impacted automobile manufacturers as much as anyone. And I think we're starting to see, and you pay attention to the ads, you watch enough football games on Thanksgiving Day, we're starting to see them put more and more incentives out on automobiles. And I have a feeling there's a ton of pent-up vehicles that were constructed or assembled, but we're waiting for chips. Waiting for some of those parts.
Yep.
And I would, it's just my thought, that I think in the first quarter of next year and into the spring, you're going to see unbelievable deals on automobiles. And let's face it, the fleet overall here in the country, I saw an article on this, that the fleet is aging. So there's a lot of pent-up demand for automobiles, and there's a lot of automobiles in the pipeline. So we'll see if they're able to move computer equipment and automobiles going forward. But like I say, I was just blown away by some of the deals going into Black Friday and in this prime shopping season. One other thing I wanted to bring up here at the top of the program, and we have brought it up before, and I think it is a good point. If you are thinking about gifting someone a computer or a tablet, you may want to go the route of a gift card or a card that says, hey, let's go shopping, so you can pick out exactly what you want.
Oh, you know, this is really important, and we've stressed this over the years, you and I think rightfully so. This equipment, especially for teenagers, 8th grade and up, you got to let them make their choices. You really do. This is the tools of their trade at this point. And computers are no longer a luxury. They're an absolute necessity. And the next generation and the generation after that and after that, computers are going to be a part of their lives from the day they can talk. There's no way around it. So, yeah, take good care of them things. Make sure they know how to clean them and how to take care of them and get them configured properly. But the choice should be up to them, the how it feels and how heavy it is. And they're going to be taking it around and taking care of it. But, you know, just like anything else, Steve, I believe that kids should earn their stuff. And I think most parents take that to heart. But I agree. I think that they have to have hands-on. And Micro Center, you know, just gives a tremendous display. You go out there and play with them. In fact, you can find displays almost all over. Costco, Walmart, Sam's Club, Target. Target has a nice display this year. And I just think that it's really imperative that you find out exactly what they're after and what suits their lifestyle. I think it's important. I really do.
Yeah, so instead of going out and thinking you know what they want or what they need, especially if you're buying something for a young person, you know, they definitely want to be involved in that decision.
I couldn't agree more.
And if you're going to give that gift, I would say a gift card or a card. Let's go shopping for that electronic equipment at some point in the future. Quick break. By the way, this is all about your calls and texts. And for you, we have the city's one plumbing talk and text line. It is Tech Talk with Doug, and the number 651-461-9226. We will be right back. We'll go to the text line, and we generally put the calls to the front of the line. If you want to get a hold of Jonathan Lowe in the studio, by all means, here on News Talk, E3O WCCO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Tech Talk on a lovely Saturday and this long holiday weekend. And here is the number on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And let's go to the phone lines first. Mark and Jazz, come. Mark, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Love your show. You saved me so much money. But my question is, we're a small little garden center out here in the suburbs, and we're always looking at our credit card fees, and it seems like everyone has the best price and, you know, the cheap fees, and I've never heard that answered. And as far as you recommend or know of anyone that you've used or familiar with that, because we're seasonal. We're just open spring, summer, and early fall.
Yeah, small businesses have struggled with this since online payments began. And I highly recommend that you might not want to get involved with a great big commercial account. I tell my small businesses, let's do it this way. Let's set up a PayPal account. Let's set up a Google Pay account. Let's set up an Apple Pay account. And we'll go from there, because they can all take a credit card no matter what. The fees may not be the least amount of money that you can get over the volume. But when they talk about fees and setting up a commercial tunnel, it always seems to revolve around how many transactions you're doing. And a business like mine, a small business, that we don't do enough to really take advantage of what they sell. And they'll sell what they want you to grow to rather than what your day price is going to be right now today. And I think that these three companies give you enough coverage to take any credit card. Google Pay, PayPal, and PayPal is my favorite. Sometimes people complain about the rates of PayPal. At the end of the day, it's going to be pennies compared to some of the commercial accounts. And in fact, they're going to protect you much better, I believe. And Apple Pay, Google Pay, and PayPal really should be all you need to get this thing taken care of for you. And you don't even have to make them a commercial account. You can set them up as personal transactions, and they'll still give you the same benefits. So absolutely, that was a great call, and I thank you for that call.
Yeah, and it is a challenge in this day and age. I know I've talked to a lot of people that have gotten away from using credit cards period, or using their debit card for transactions and go back to cash. This is another thing that we've talked about over the years, that there's something to just say too much of what I'm doing is being tracked and being monitored, and it is, goes without saying, there's no question it is, but there is also that thing called cash, and I still believe businesses, large and small, still accept cash.
Faster, too.
that's exactly right. You don't have to worry about fees, but in a retail environment, I don't know how many customers are in that mode, because it's so easy
to swipe
that credit card.
Especially with a small business, because, most consumers think, that credit card is going to protect that transaction, and they do. So that's a good thing. They really have to have some means of taking a credit card. And if you have any online presence and you want to do it automated from a website, that's where it starts to get really tricky. Yep. And I think that these three, your main, and they really are, they're your main transactions as far as I'm concerned, PayPal, and Google Pay, Google Wallet, whatever they call it these days, and Apple Pay. And all three of them are just exceptional. And you don't hear about the things that you hear about with some of the other smaller payment trunks. Zelle Payment, for example, is having all kinds of difficulty. And Venmo comes up and forth. All of them very good, but they're not as secure, I don't think. Part of the problem with doing business online and buying some transaction like this is there's so many people who are layering from the big people. So, this is the name of the business. It's Doug's credit card service over here. But I might have bought it from someplace, and they bought it from someplace else, and they bought it from someplace else. So when you go to get support, you're like five levels away. Then you end up getting into this telephone game thing where one person doesn't recite the problem, and it just goes on and on. Stay with the big three. You're much, much safer, and I hope that helps.
Yeah, one of the other things that I would say for small business owners is from a consumer standpoint. And I have a couple of people that help me out. There's a guy who comes over and blows out my sprinklers, and another guy that does seasonal work for me in my yard that I don't want to do anymore, and I pay him. And what's great is small business, a mom and pop, and I try to use those as much as I can.
Oh, God bless you.
Through QuickBooks. And
oh, that works well, too.
They use QuickBooks to manage. Now, I'm sure they're getting charged fees, but through their QuickBooks account, I get an email, and it says, click here. It's a secure payment, and boom, I paid. I don't have to write out a check, drop it in the mail, give them a call, fool around with, giving him a credit card number on the phone. It's beautiful, and it's as good as I've seen. And I do work in a business, in the printing business, where occasionally we need to do credit card transactions. We work with someone once a year to do a printing project for them, and we don't really have an account set up or 30-day terms or anything like that. So they pay by credit card. And QuickBooks is about as good as I've seen from a consumer standpoint. Small businesses that use that, I just absolutely love the convenience and really the ease for me to make my payment as well.
No
so
doubt.
Those are things.
And
QuickBooks is pretty good.
And the thing about QuickBooks from the business side is they give you, they'll offer you commercial transaction accounts, and you'll have to choose one of them, but it's already integrated into QuickBooks, which is just slick. That's really a big part. Now, you got to be aware, too, that QuickBooks will be getting some type of referral fee on every transaction,
well, sure.
But it's not much. But just the ease of use, and you do have another layer of protection, because Intuit's doing a good job of security, as far as I'm concerned. And QuickBooks Online is wonderful. I haven't priced it lately. QuickBooks Pro has been around for, 30 years now?
Yeah,
it's a well-established business, very, very well. That's good advice as well, Steve. Very good.
And I don't work in our accounting department during the week, but as a consumer, those small businesses that get me an invoice via QuickBooks and I can pay by that, I just absolutely love it. So.
Oh yeah,
for
and
what
you can do that right from a smartphone. Now they've got these little apps where somebody could actually take a credit card reader and just bang, 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 done right on the spot. And another issue I think that small businesses should be aware of is the fact that I've actually seen where businesses will say, well, this is our cost, this is your price. Oh, by the way, if you pay with a credit card, it'll be 5% more. That's illegal. You can give a discount for cash, but you cannot expand the amount of money and distribute it as a credit. I don't know anybody that's ever been taken to court or had any legal issue with that, but it's just a good thing to know. So set your prices to cover those costs and offer a cash discount.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing.
You see that at the pump when you're filling up with gas, that most of them offer, hey, if you're willing to pay with cash, we'll give you a few cents off a gallon. By the way, we're coming up on another break. We've got a lot of texts coming in. We'll get there in the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. Another one brought up Square. We have a small business and use Square, and they absolutely love it. I get my hair cut at a place, a sole proprietor. She cuts what remains of my hair like every 6 weeks or so, and I believe that's what she uses. And it's super easy. She does it on a tablet and swipes a card, and it works great.
Oh, absolutely. Square is wonderful. They have just a tremendous reputation and been around a good long while. I think they're highly competitive with what they charge people, and it really depends on how big you want to go, but They're, I think, structured more for, well, this, you're this size, so we've got this package. Now, when you get to this size, you'll automatically go to the next. Yeah. They probably do the best job of that of anybody I know of.
Yeah, so there are a lot of good options out there, but once again, from a business side, plenty of options. From a consumer side, and I think just a bit of advice, having been in the business world for a long time, the easier you can make it for your customers to pay you, the better. Penetrating glimpse into the obvious. 2:30, we'll have the weather. We'll have more tech talk with Doug coming up. We'll jump back to the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 is the phone number here at News Talk. 830-WCCO. Tech Talk, Doug Swindahart, good enough to join us. Saturday is between 2 and 3 o'clock, sports schedules permitting, of course, here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. And you're welcome to join on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line. And the number is 651-461-9226. And that's good for all our programs, 7 days a week. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO, Vanita in the Morning News, Adam and Jordana, Chad Hartman, Jason DeRosha, Henry Lake, and company. So 651-461-9226. Doug, let's get to that text line. I'm looking for a foolproof backup for my Windows computer. The Microsoft one doesn't work very well. I'm not sure what the reference is there. I have a 1 terabyte external drive to put on. Your thoughts on all of that?
Well, if you don't incorporate a pay service, then I personally just assume that it's really pretty easy once you see how to just use a copy and a paste to just take the raw file and open up two file managers, one on the source and one on the target, and do a copy and a paste. Just make sure you do copy and not cut, and just leave it all in raw form. And while you're doing that, if you have another browser opened up, once you do your shade and copy, and then you go over to your hard drive and you right-click and you do paste, you might as well open up that browser and paste it into Google up in the cloud, or Apple iCloud, or some other whatever you have for cloud storage. It's so easy that I don't think that it should be a problem. And if you've got mountains of data, and it depends on the operating system too. I agree with the texter, by the way, on Microsoft's backup. It's not efficient and takes too long. For Linux users, we use a thing called Time Shift, and it's like seconds. And it does the whole thing, operating system, data, and the whole nine yards. The only problem with that is it saves it on the hard drive, and if you want to copy it, then you got to copy that to cloud storage or external storage. But there's still going to be some manual time labor, and no matter what you do. Even the automated systems, you're going to want to be checking those and looking at them to make certain they're doing their job. If something could go wrong that you might not know about for months, you just can't gamble with this. I'm glad to see that we're getting questions about this. That means that there's an interest in doing it and doing it right. And great text. Thank you.
Yeah, external hard drive is great. But if there is a catastrophe, God forbid a fire or some sort of other issue, theft, that sort of thing, if the external hard drive sitting next to the computer, you got a problem. And that's why some sort of cloud backup or some sort of paid backup service, you know, having multiple backups is ideal. And Doug, I'll throw that out there. For something I absolutely positively have to have, I keep it among my private email accounts. I have two, an old Yahoo account that I think is $15 a year now, maybe $20 a year.
Worth every penny.
Can't remember. And then I've got a Gmail account. At some point, you know, Gmail may want some money. I've got no problem with that when that day does come. But I just simply attach it and email it to myself in the other account. So I email it from the Gmail over to the Yahoo account. And to me, that's as good as gold.
Oh, no doubt. Absolutely no doubt. I would just love that process that you came up with. And I use it myself, by the way. I think it's just tremendous. And if you get into that habit, you're going to know that your most important data, you got it at least three places. I love that. That's just the cream de la creme.
Yeah, and chances are you're not going to ever be in a situation where you can't get at one of those accounts. I mean, I suppose there is. But obviously, that photo or that document lives on a hard drive somewhere, and then it's ultimately in the sent mail of one and the inbox of the other. So I feel pretty comfortable about the absolutely positively don't want to lose it stuff. From the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text line, here's a good one. And we've talked about this before. Where do you recycle routers and keyboards and wiring and all of that sort of stuff?
Oh, Tech Dump, again, wait a minute. They're PC recovery now, right? Recovery PC? And then the other one, Free Geek in Minneapolis. They'll take routers, keyboards, they'll take it all.
Yeah, we've never had an issue. And speaking of my full-time job in the printing business, I would say about once a year, and I think, you know, we're a company of, you know, between 50 and 100 employees, and there's computers that go out of service, there's monitors that die, there's just stuff we don't need anymore. Equipment's constantly being replaced, and every now and then we need to get a hold of them. And by the way, Tech Dump is now repowered.
That's it.
They're in Golden Valley. They have a spot in St. Paul. And their website, getrepowered.org, we've talked about them for a long time. They'll come out. They'll pick up all that stuff. You know, old mice, monitors, cabling, servers, switches. They'll take all of that stuff. You don't want to throw it in the garbage. That's for sure.
Yeah. No. Never.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Free Geek Twin Cities. And it's Free Geek, FreeGeek, TwinCities.org. They're right over on University Avenue, I believe. What do we got here? I think they have that.
Yeah, 25th Avenue South in Minneapolis.
25th Avenue South, yep, perfect. Yep. And that's the way to go. Yeah, just make sure you dispose of the dangerous stuff properly. It has to be done. And, of course, nearly every county and some of the city municipalities are actually got some recycle things set up, too, but I think when it comes to saving some money, especially on computer equipment, these are the two primary in town.
Yeah, and the biggest county in the state, Hennepin County, they have two wonderful recycling centers that I'm aware of, one down in Bloomington, one up in Brooklyn Park. I live and work during the week very close to the one in Brooklyn Park off 169, and that's wonderful. You got an old monitor that doesn't work anymore, you can bring it in there. Some stuff, they charge a fee, understandable, but there's no reason, and please just don't throw that in the garbage. And what's great about Free Geek or, for instance, Repowered, is that if they can refurbish this equipment, they will. And I know Repowered, if you have a computer, that they'll make sure that hard drive is properly disposed of, so your data, if you didn't get it all, isn't out there floating around.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the Free Geek, I think, was actually started on the West Coast, Seattle or Oregon, something like that. But they've come to Minnesota in a big way. They're making a great presence here. And I think these nonprofit organizations that are working on pennies, and they really are working on pennies, they're doing great work. Absolutely great work.
Hey, and Doug, this is always fun. Tip of the cap on our text line, 651-989-9226. I called last week with the Motorola modem that kept dropping. Comcast came out last week, and based on your recommendation, I rented their modem for $14 a month, and I've had zero problems. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for the guidance in solving my connectivity issues.
Excellent. Yeah. Love to hear it. Thank you for that. Thank you.
and that is something we brought up. You've generally been an Xfinity guy over the years on the program, and I've had CenturyLink. And they're two of the biggies in town. There are other internet service providers. But you and I are on the same page. Renting their equipment or leasing their equipment as part of your monthly bill in my opinion, I know it's in your opinion as well, Doug, is the only way to go.
The only way, the only time that you should even vary from that, in my opinion, is if your internet service provider is unable to provide you with a top-shelf piece of equipment. CenturyLink and Xfinity.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tech Talk, Doug Swindehart, good enough to join us. Saturday is between 2 and 3 o'clock, sports schedules permitting, of course, here on News Talk, E3O WCCO. And you're welcome to join on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. And the number is 651-461-9226. And that's good for all our programs, 7 days a week, here on News Talk, E3O WCCO. Vanita in the morning news. Adam and Jordana, Chad Hartman, Jason DeRosha, Henry Lake, and company. So 651-461-9226. Doug, let's get to that text line. I'm looking for a foolproof backup for my Windows computer. The Microsoft one doesn't work very well. I'm not sure what the reference is there. I have a 1 terabyte external drive to put on. Your thoughts on all of that?
Well, if you don't incorporate a pay service, then I personally just assume that it's really pretty easy once you see how to just use a copy and a paste to just take the raw file and open up two file managers, one on the source and one on the target, and do a copy and a paste. Just make sure you do copy and not cut, and just leave it all in raw form. And while you're doing that, if you have another browser opened up, once you do your shade and copy, and then you go over to your hard drive and you right-click and you do paste, you might as well open up that browser and paste it into Google up in the cloud, or Apple iCloud, or some other whatever you have for cloud storage. It's so easy that I don't think that it should be a problem. And if you've got mountains of data, and it depends on the operating system too. I agree with the texter, by the way, on Microsoft's backup. It's not efficient and takes too long. For Linux users, we use a thing called Time Shift, and it's like seconds. And it does the whole thing, operating system, data, and the whole nine yards. The only problem with that is it saves it on the hard drive, and if you want to copy it, then you got to copy that to cloud storage or external storage. But there's still going to be some manual time labor, and no matter what you do. Even the automated systems, you're going to want to be checking those and looking at them to make certain they're doing their job. If something could go wrong that you might not know about for months, you just can't gamble with this. I'm glad to see that we're getting questions about this. That means that there's an interest in doing it and doing it right. And great text. Thank you.
Yeah, external hard drive is great, but if there is a catastrophe, God forbid a fire or some sort of other issue, theft, that sort of thing, if the external hard drive is sitting next to the computer, you got a problem. And that's why some sort of cloud backup or some sort of paid backup service, you know, having multiple backups is ideal. And Doug, I'll throw that out there. For something I absolutely positively have to have, I keep it among my private email accounts. I have two, an old Yahoo account that I think is $15 a year now, maybe $20 a year.
Worth every penny.
Can't remember. And then I've got a Gmail account. At some point, you know, Gmail may want some money. I've got no problem with that when that day does come. But I just simply attach it and email it to myself in the other account. So I email it from the Gmail over to the Yahoo account. And to me, that's as good as gold.
Oh, no doubt. Absolutely no doubt. I would just love that process that you came up with. And I use it myself, by the way. I think it's just tremendous. And if you get into that habit, you're going to know that your most important data, you got it at least three places. I love that. That's just the cream de la creme.
Yeah, and chances are you're not going to ever be in a situation where you can't get at one of those accounts. I mean, I suppose there is. But obviously, that photo or that document lives on a hard drive somewhere, and then it's ultimately in the sent mail of one and the inbox of the other. So I feel pretty comfortable about the absolutely positively don't want to lose it stuff. From the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text line, here's a good one, and we've talked about this before. Where do you recycle routers and keyboards and wiring and all of that sort of stuff?
Oh, Tech Dump, again, wait a minute. They're PC Recovery now, right? Recovery PC? And then the other one, Free Geek in Minneapolis. They'll take routers, keyboards, they'll take it all.
Yeah, we've never had an issue. And speaking of my full-time job in the printing business, I would say about once a year, and I think, you know, we're a company of, you know, between 50 and 100 employees, and there's computers that go out of service. There's monitors that die. There's just stuff we don't need anymore. Equipment's constantly being replaced, and every now and then we need to get a hold of them. And by the way, Tech Dump is now repowered.
That's it.
They're in Golden Valley. They have a spot in St. Paul, and their website, getrepowered.org. We've talked about them for a long time. They'll come out. They'll pick up all that stuff. You know, old mice, monitors, cabling, servers, switches. They'll take all of that stuff. You don't want to throw it in the garbage. That's for sure.
Yeah. No. Never.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Free Geek Twin Cities. And it's Free Geek, FreeGeek, TwinCities.org. They're right over on University Avenue, I believe. What do we got here? I think they have that.
Yeah. 25th Avenue South in Minneapolis.
25th Avenue South. Yep. Perfect. Yep. And that way to go. Yeah. Just make sure you dispose of the dangerous stuff properly. It has to be done. And, of course, nearly every county and some of the city municipalities are actually got some recycle things set up, too. But I think when it comes to saving some money, especially on computer equipment, these are the two primary in town.
Yeah, and the biggest county in the state, Hennepin County, they have two wonderful recycling centers that I'm aware of, one down in Bloomington, one up in Brooklyn Park. I live and work during the week very close to the one in Brooklyn Park off 169, and that's wonderful. You got an old monitor that doesn't work anymore, you can bring it in there. Some stuff, they charge a fee, understandable, but there's no reason, and please just don't throw that in the garbage. And what's great about Free Geek or, for instance, Repowered, is that if they can refurbish this equipment, they will. And I know Repowered, if you have a computer, that they'll make sure that hard drive is properly disposed of, so your data, if you didn't get it all, isn't out there floating around.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the Free Geek, I think, was actually started on the West Coast, Seattle or Oregon, something like that. But they've come to Minnesota in a big way. They're making a great presence here. And I think these nonprofit organizations that are working on pennies, and they really are working on pennies, they're doing great work. Absolutely great work.
Hey, and Doug, this is always fun. Tip of the cap on our text line. 651-989-9226. I called last week with the Motorola modem that kept dropping. Comcast came out last week, and based on your recommendation, I rented their modem for $14 a month, and I've had zero problems. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for the guidance in solving my connectivity issues.
Excellent. Yeah. Love to hear it. Thank you for that. Thank you.
and that is something we brought up. You've generally been an Xfinity guy over the years on the program, and I've had CenturyLink, and they're two of the biggies in town. There are other internet service providers, but you and I are on the same page. Renting their equipment or leasing their equipment as part of your monthly bill in my opinion, I know it's in your opinion as well, Doug, is the only way to go.
The only way, the only time that you should even vary from that, in my opinion, is if your internet service provider is unable to provide you with a top-shelf piece of equipment. CenturyLink and Xfinity Comcast both put out top-shelf equipment. Life is never perfect in this area, but they're probably as close as you're going to get. And they're always on the cutting edge, well, I should say the cutting edge, not the bleeding edge, of the technology. For example, now Xfinity and CenturyLink both, they both come with dual-band routers, 2.4 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz, and you can set up multiple internet networks, so you've got one private and one for your guest's account. So they're not, don't have any access to your private files or your printers. Yeah, it's just a no-brainer in my opinion. $15 a month, I can't put a dollar value on people's frustration. I have a feeling it's going to be more than $15.
Yep. Absolutely. Quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a Lenovo IdeaPad that needs a new battery. Where does Doug buy batteries when he needs those? We'll get Doug's tip on that. And I'll give you a quick update on that problematic Chromebook I had at the high school football playoffs down at U.S. Bank Stadium. I thought it died. And when I got it home, I thought it was going to start on fire. Well, I'll give you an update on where that thing is at the moment when we come back here on Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart joining us on a Saturday at News Talk, 830 WCCO. Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart. By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program today. Before we get back to that text line and where Doug finds batteries for equipment, let's jump back to our phone lines. Lawrence in Richfield, you're on with Doug. Hello? Lawrence? Going once. Going twice. All right, we'll move on, see if we can get Lawrence back. If not, Doug, equipment needs batteries from time to time. They do not last forever. Where do you turn if a laptop or other equipment needs a new battery?
Sometimes it takes a little research, but almost always you can find a replacement battery on Amazon.com or eBay. If you go to eBay, I always suggest that you keep an eye on what the rating of this seller is.
Yep.
And just because he's got a high rating, it also depends on how many transactions he's had over the past. And if you see a bunch of negative transactions the last 6 months, be wary. Now with eBay, the vendors on eBay from New York, I think these guys are actually owners of warehouses that warehouse these batteries for these major companies. You're going to hear a lot of talk about how a factory battery is better. I think that's BS. I think they're all the same. I think they're manufactured in the same place. They look the same. They feel the same. I can't find a difference. And so just put up your model number, make, model, and plus replacement battery, and Amazon will probably bring you up 30, 40 of them. And then you do a sort by lowest price and check the sellers. And if you're buying Prime, you don't have to worry about a thing there. And same with eBay. 90% of your batteries you're going to find that way in a quick hurry, and they're dynamite. And the wonderful thing about Amazon is if it doesn't work, send it back. Get a different one. And that's always a plus. Doesn't cost you a penny. And that's my opinion. That's what I do.
Yeah, and like I say, these batteries don't last forever. Generally, I've had good luck with batteries, but it's one of those things where it's kind of a roll of the dice. So sometimes there's a lot of longevity. My original Chromebook that's sitting in front of me right now, the original battery, it's extraordinary. Now, granted, I don't take it a lot of places and so on and so forth, and it's to the point where I generally leave it plugged in. I don't move it around because it is getting long in the tooth, but it's still incredible.
I think because you're actually using your battery, it's going to last longer. The problem that I think people have with lithium batteries is if we leave them plugged in all the time and never let them go all the way down, that's bad. And when lithium first came out, we were all trained to train that battery.
Sure.
Make sure it's got a memory. Take it all the way full, and nothing running, plug it in, Charge that battery completely. Then turn on your computer with the AC unplugged. Open up a YouTube video, whatever, and do a loop on a movie and make it go until it shuts down your computer by itself. Do that a minimum of 5 times. You'll actually watch the percentage of the current that that battery will hold go up in those 5 times. Now, once you got that done, you've got a good start on that battery. Now, they say that you don't need to do that anymore. I think you do. And what if you take your battery and at least once a month let it drain down to nothing, then leave it off, plug it in, and let it charge, you're going to have a much longer-lasting battery, guaranteed.
Let's go back to Lawrence. Lawrence, we're tight on time. Go quick.
Okay, real quick. I'm going to hang up and listen. I'm running Mac OS, and I'm running the iPad OS, and I'm trying to back up to OneDrive or Google Drive, but I don't want other people to access it, so I'm missing something in terms of either not having it show up or passwording it. So I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Either one of them should have no problem with security. Unless they have your password, they can't get into your site, whether it's Google Drive or OneDrive. But if you got Apple equipment, I would also recommend that you take a look at iCloud.
Oh, yeah.
The whole big thing with Apple equipment, now you've got 2 devices. Make certain that you don't end up having 2 Apple accounts. It's important that they are coordinated and synced under 1 account. Google Drive, you don't have anything to worry about. There, unless you're sharing data off that, which you actually have to right-click on the directory or the folder or the file, and exclusively say, share this data. Then it's going to ask you, do I share it to the world or just certain folks? And you're safe. You're very safe. And I hope that helps. If not, give me a call next week, and we'll get you covered in spades.
Yeah. A lot of great calls, a lot of great texts here on the program today. Another follow-up, anyone who takes old hard drives, once again, try Repowered here in the Twin Cities, formerly Tech Dump. GetRepowered.org or FreeGeekTwinCities.org. They'll take care of those hard drives, and they'll make sure that they're properly disposed of and that your data is secure. That's just an industry standard right now.
Absolutely. And you know, Repowered PC has been really a staple of mine for many, many years. And I have yet to take anything to Free Geek, but I'm planning on taking some stuff up in the next couple of weeks. And I'm sure they're going to be good folks. Everybody I talk to that's used them is happy with them. And yeah, They've got their procedures down, and that's what counts.
Yep. Once again, business-wise, we've used Repowered services for a long time. They do a terrific job. And it's a wonderful organization. If you get a chance to read about Repowered, formerly Tech Dump, and Tech Discounts, we've talked about them for a long time. Hey, we are out of time. We'll be back in 1 week. Doug, your phone number and email.
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin@wccotech.com. ADMIN at WCCOTECH.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you, Steve.
Yeah, thank you, Doug. Have a great week. We'll do it again next Saturday between 2 and 3 o'clock. We call it Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart. Big thanks to our producer, Jonathan Lowe. We have all the news, all the weather. And then Robert Zimmerman, my favorite space and science writer, joins us. Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart. By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program today. Before we get back to that text line and where Doug finds batteries for equipment, let's jump back to our phone lines. Lawrence in Richfield, you're on with Doug. Hello? Lawrence? Going once. Going twice. All right, we'll move on, see if we can get Lawrence back. If not, Doug, equipment needs batteries from time to time. They do not last forever. Where do you turn if a laptop or other equipment needs a new battery?
Sometimes it takes a little research, but almost always you can find a replacement battery on Amazon.com or eBay. If you go to eBay, I always suggest that you keep an eye on the what the rating of this seller is.
Yep.
And just because he's got a high rating, it also depends on how many transactions he's had over the past. And if you see a bunch of negative transactions the last 6 months, be wary. Now, with eBay, The vendors on eBay from New York. I think these guys are actually owners of warehouses that warehouse these batteries for these major companies. You're going to hear a lot of talk about how a factory battery is better. I think that's BS. I think they're all the same. I think they're manufactured in the same place. They look the same. They feel the same. I can't find a difference. And so just put up your model number, make, model, and plus replacement battery, and Amazon will probably bring you up 30, 40 of them. And then you do a sort by lowest price and check the sellers. And if you're buying Prime, you don't have to worry about a thing there. And same with eBay. 90% of your batteries you're going to find that way in a quick hurry, and they're dynamite. And the wonderful thing about Amazon is if it doesn't work, send it back. Get a different one. And that's always a plus. Doesn't cost you a penny. And that's my opinion. That's what I do.
Yeah, and like I say, these batteries don't last forever. Generally, I've had good luck with batteries, but it's one of those things where it's kind of a roll of the dice. So sometimes there's a lot of longevity. My original Chromebook that's sitting in front of me right now, the original battery, it's extraordinary. Now, granted, I don't take it a lot of places and so on and so forth, and it's to the point where I generally leave it plugged in. I don't move it around because it is getting long in the tooth, but it's still incredible.
I think because you're actually using your battery, it's going to last longer. The problem that I think people have with lithium batteries is if we leave them plugged in all the time and never let them go all the way down, that's bad. And when lithium first came out, we were all trained to train that battery.
Sure.
Make sure it's got a memory. Take it all the way full, and nothing running, plug it in, charge that battery completely. Then turn on your computer with the AC unplugged. Open up a YouTube video or whatever and do a loop on a movie and make it go until it shuts down your computer by itself. Do that a minimum of 5 times. You'll actually watch the percentage of the current that battery will hold go up in those 5 times. Now, once you got that done, you've got a good start on that battery. Now, they say that you don't need to do that anymore. I think you do. And what if you take your battery and at least once a month let it drain down to nothing, then leave it off, plug it in, and let it charge. You're going to have a much longer-lasting battery, guaranteed.
Let's go back to Lawrence. Lawrence, we're tight on time. Go quick.
Okay, real quick. I'm going to hang up and listen. I'm running Mac OS, and I'm running in the iPad OS, and I'm trying to back up to OneDrive or Google Drive, but I don't want other people to access it, so I'm missing something in terms of either not having it show up or passwording it. So I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Either one of them should have no problem with security. Unless they have your password, they can't get into your site, whether it's Google Drive or OneDrive. But if you got Apple equipment, I would also recommend that you take a look at iCloud.
Oh, yeah.
The whole big thing with Apple equipment, now you've got 2 devices. Make certain that you don't end up having 2 Apple accounts. It's important that they are coordinated and synced under 1 account. But yeah, Google Drive, you don't have anything to worry about. Unless you're sharing data off that, which you actually have to right-click on the directory or the folder or the file, and exclusively say, share this data. Then it's going to ask you, do I share it to the world or just certain folks? And you're safe. You're very safe. And I hope that helps. If not, give me a call next week, and we'll get you covered in spades.
Yeah. A lot of great calls, a lot of great texts here on the program today. Another follow-up, anyone who takes old hard drives, once again, try Repowered here in the Twin Cities, formerly Tech Dump. GetRepowered.org or FreeGeekTwinCities.org. They'll take care of those hard drives, and they'll make sure that they're properly disposed of and that your data is secure. That's just an industry standard right now.
Absolutely. And you know, Repowered PC has been really a staple of mine for many, many years. And I have yet to take anything to Free Geek, but I'm planning on taking some stuff up in the next couple of weeks. And I'm sure they're going to be good folks. Everybody I talk to that's used them is happy with them. And yeah, They've got their procedures down, and that's what counts.
Yep. once again, business-wise, who've used repowered services for a long time, they do a terrific job. And it's a wonderful organization if you get a chance to read about Repowered, formerly Tech Dump, and Tech Discounts. We've talked about them for a long time. Hey, we are out of time. We'll be back in 1 week. Doug, your phone number and email.
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin at wccotech.com. A-D-M-I-N at wccotech.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you, Steve.
Yeah, thank you, Doug. Have a great week. We'll do it again next Saturday between 2 and 3 o'clock. We call it Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart. Big thanks to our producer, Jonathan Lowe. We have all the news, all the weather. And then Robert Zimmerman, my favorite space and science writer, joins us.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.